seriously popular.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yesterday, 12th January 2022, Gardaí from Tullamore Garda Station attended to an incident following a call from a member of the public.
It is every woman's worst nightmare. Whoever is responsible for this will face the full rigours of the law.
From the team that brought you the trial of Lucy Letby, this is The Trial, Ashley Murphy.
On the 12th of January 2022, Aisling Murphy, a schoolteacher, was killed in the Irish town of Tullamore. Her funeral was attended by thousands, and many more attended vigils for her across the world.
Joseph Pushka is now on trial, accused of her murder. He denies the charges against him. I'm Nicola Byrne, Deputy News Editor for The Mail on Sunday in Ireland. I'll be in court every day, reporting on the trial as it happens.
And I'm broadcaster and journalist Caroline Cheetham. Together, we'll examine what's happened in court and bring you the details behind the headlines. We're bringing you this extra episode of the podcast because a few minutes ago, the jury here in Dublin's Central Criminal Court were sent out to start to commence their deliberations.
Before he sent them out to consider their verdict to the charge of murder, the judge summed up the evidence of the past 16 days.
And he said he'd be focusing his comments on five distinct areas of the case. The confession, the DNA, inferences, lies, and the eyewitnesses.
Welcome to episode 8, A Stark Choice.
Well, we're here today, as we said, on a Wednesday, because in the last few minutes, all of the evidence, the speeches and the summaries have been completed. And the jury have been told by the judge, Judge Tony Hunt, to start to consider their verdict. Nicola, you're in the studio today. I'm standing outside the court here in Dublin.
Caroline, there's nothing more that can be done by the prosecution or by the defence. The outcome of this trial is now in the hands of the jury of 9 men and 3 women. For 16 days, they've listened to the evidence and to the witnesses, and the decision about whether Joseph Pushka is guilty or innocent rests with them.
Today, we'll outline what Judge Hunt told the jury before he formally sent them out at just after 3:30. We're bringing you his words, which have been voiced by an actor.
You have to make a considered decision about what happened in the gripe. This ditch, call it what you will, this area of vegetation beside the canal on that January afternoon. That's what this case comes down to. The prosecution have one view of that. The defence clearly have another.
To convict Joseph Pushka of the murder of Aisling Murphy, he said the jury must be convinced by the version urged on them by the prosecution counsel, beyond reasonable doubt. He said there must be no possible alternative version.
He said Joseph Pushka's version of events was...
He was there, minding his own business, leisurely. that he was assaulted by this masked person, and the masked person immediately turned his attention to Aisling Murphy, who came upon them and was stabbed by this person, who then made their escape. If you actually believe that happened, you need to acquit. If you think it's a matter of reasonable possibility, then you acquit.
Caroline, he went on to say they can convict only if they believe the defence version of events has been eliminated from the case beyond reasonable doubt and was not reasonably possible.
Now, the judge also made reference to the fact that Joseph Pushka had crossed the floor to give evidence in his own defence. And he said the jurors should treat his evidence in the same way as that of any other witness.
It is important as jurors not to accept anything anybody tells you, whether or not they are a prosecution witness or the accused, who enjoys the presumption of innocence.
He told them they must pick between the prosecution's allegation of murder and Joseph Pushka's claim that he was attempting to help Aisling Murphy after they were both stabbed by a masked stranger.
They are very different scenarios. The only logical way to approach the case is to deal with the facts first and apply the law to the facts as you find them. The first thing you have to decide is whether there was a confession to murder.
The judge said it didn't seem to him that there was any issue raised concerning the words that were said by Joseph Pushka to the two detectives and the interpreter. But he said the jury must consider whether the confession was true, accurate and reliable. And he reminded them the defence had questioned whether Mr. Pushka was even fit to engage in the process.
One of the things you expect to see in an accident and emergency department is policemen and women, because unfortunately part of what hospitals deal with is the aftermath of crime. There is no prohibition to the guards doing their job simply because it's on hospital premises. What you have to ask yourself is, do you have any reasonable doubt about the propriety of the steps taken in this case and the product of these steps in terms of its veracity and reliability?
He said the defence's medical expert, Dr. Johan Grunsling, had told the court he would have expected a doctor to be asked to assess Pushka before he was interviewed. Hun said it was only fair for the jury to put themselves in the situation the Gardaí were in before judging. And Caroline, he reminded them of the atmosphere in Tullamore at the time.
We have heard that in Tullamore there was an ugly mood, and that may have been the case. But there was a concern in the area that there was some maniac on the loose. And that breeds fear, and unfortunately it breeds other things as well. But that was the situation that pertained, and that had to be looked into.
He said the confession had followed Joseph Pushka being told there was a warrant for his possessions and being asked, as a man who had just travelled from Tullamore, if he knew anything about what had happened there. He said it would not have been a quick-fire questioning situation due to the use of the translator. And he also noted that Joseph Pushka raised logical queries about the safety of his family and whether the family of the victim might take revenge. But he said that the jury felt Joseph Pushka's pain, language barrier or unfamiliar surroundings cast doubt over the truth or accuracy of his confession. They should set them aside. And he then turned his attention to the DNA evidence that the jury have heard so much about during this trial. And he reminded them that the chances of the DNA from under Aisling's fingernails not being from Joseph Pushka was remote.
The nature of the battleground is clear. It seems to be the case that whatever was swabbed from underneath Miss Murphy's nails at her post-mortem contained a profile matching that of the accused. The random match probability of it being someone other than Mr. Pushka or a close relative was 1 in 1,000 million.
But he also said if the DNA was his, it did not mean he was automatically guilty. And he warned them to only look at the DNA evidence in the context of other evidence.
It means we are north of 99% certain that it was his DNA as opposed to someone else's. On any view of it, Mr. Pushka was in physical contact with her. He said he used the shawl to cover her neck where he could see 3 wounds. He said he's a bit puzzled by the DNA because he was wearing gloves. You have to decide if it was there by reason of a fatal assault or because he was trying to help her in the aftermath of an assault by another person.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Judge Hunt also reminded the jury of the response Joseph Pushka had given during his questioning at Tullamore Garda Station following his arrest. And you remember, Caroline, these included his being asked to account for his presence on the canal and for his DNA on the bike, which was found at the scene, as we know. He told the jury they could draw an adverse inference if they believed his answers or lack of answers were covering up a guilty explanation.
Yeah, Nicola, he said during those interviews that he'd been warned about failing to mention anything which he would later seek to rely on. And of course, until last week, he never mentioned being attacked on the canal by a masked man, he said, who then attacked Aisling, or that he was trying to help her, not to hurt her.
I think he's had a lot to say since. And that is something that you naturally and logically would have to look at very carefully. The adverse inference you are being asked to draw is that these are things that should have been said at the time and not 20 odd months later. You have to decide, did he not say these things because he was afraid he was not going to be believed, or because he had some fear for his family, or that it would look worse for him than it actually was? If there is some reasonably possible, benign or innocent reason, do not draw an adverse inference. Only draw an adverse inference if you believe it was because of a guilty mind or made up subsequently to retrofit a defence.
So then the judge moved on to what he called Joseph Pushka's lies. And he said it was clear he had lied a number of times, particularly to Gardaí, about that claim that he was attacked in Blanchardstown on the day of the murder. And you'll remember, Caroline, that was a key part of what he told the detectives to initially explain his stab wounds. The judge also reminded the jury that he had also admitted under cross-examination that he had lied to Gardaí in Tullamore as well.
Nicola, the court was reminded that he explained that he lied because he didn't want his brothers or other relatives to know he'd been attacked in Tullamore in case they went looking for the attacker and got into trouble. And Judge Hunt said it seemed to him to be significant that the lie told concerning Blanchardstown and his testimony to the court both related to him being suddenly set upon by a stranger with a knife.
The mere fact that a defendant has lied is not of itself evidence of guilt, because defendants may lie for innocent reasons. It must be beyond reasonable doubt that the only reason he told the lies was that he knew he was guilty, and telling the truth would expose his guilt.
Finally, Caroline, Justice Hunt reminded the jury that Joseph Pushka had told them he had actually tried to help Aisling, not to harm her.
You must be satisfied that he intended to kill or cause serious harm. You can leave emotion out. I can't emphasise that enough.
And he warned them about whatever decision they came to.
You must ask yourself is, will I be happy next year or in the future?
That's it for this extra episode of the podcast. We'll now be standing by, waiting for the jury's decision, and we'll bring it to you as soon as we have it.
See you soon.
Thank you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.